Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Fun show tonight. Really fun, really fun, really educational. Really explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Really naughty.
Naughty. It was everything you could want and more. And, you know, just keep listening for, I don't know, if you want to cringe or if you want to feel deeply uncomfortable. Or laugh at me.
So fun. Just don't go anywhere. The fun starts now.
Now, imagine if someone just listened to the intro of the podcast and stopped.
Starts now.
But imagine, can you imagine if someone wasn't, I just like the intros.
It's new content.
Yeah.
It's exclusive content.
So true. It is exclusive. Anyway, keep listening.
Here we go.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So everyone, I actually feel like I'm about to go on the Tower of Terror. I feel like I'm about to go bungee jumping. I feel like I'm about, I don't know, to go skydiving. It doesn't feel good.
Okay.
I honestly am shaking. I haven't felt this nervous since probably bachelor entrance.
Really?
Yes, because I feel sick and embarrassed.
Remember you had a tour? Like, I remember you did like a full tour.
I was nervous before that, but not like this.
Not like this.
Because it's embarrassing. Okay, so last week we had a little break and, you know, we spoke about something together.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be funny to try and, you know,
stitch you up. You were trying to stitch me up.
And then it actually turned out with me getting stitched up instead. So
that's right.
We've got a little update for you all. So we have someone on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm really embarrassed. But Lewis, are you there?
Yo.
Hi. Wow.
Lewis McCurdy.
Lewis
what
McCurdy.
Up? What up, baby?
It's the first time caller.
Okay. Wicked. Hi, Lewis. So first and foremost, do you know why you're on our show right now?
I got an inbox a week ago from your producer saying you want to come on the show. We want to tell you something. And I read it this morning. And I just was like, hell yeah. But no, not sure what I'm on this
it's
show
a hell
for.
Yeah. That's a hell yeah, Lewis. It is. It's a good one too.
Lewis, I was hoping someone, one of the listeners would have DM'd you or someone would have given you a heads up about this. I feel like we maybe should have pre-recorded this now.
No way. Live radio, baby.
Live radio, Lewis. So, okay. So, The little segment we were doing, sorry, I can't even speak.
It's right.
I'm so embarrassed
about
this.
It's all right. You don't need any rush, are you, Lewis?
To be honest, like, your nervousness is making me a little nervous.
No, you shouldn't.
No, I'm not in a rush.
You shouldn't be nervous. All right, so let's just spit it out. Okay, Rowan, just play it. I feel like just play it.
Play what?
Our conversation from last week.
Oh, yeah, okay. Shall I reveal?
Yes, reveal.
Okay.
No.
Abby's random celebrity crush is Lewis McCurdy.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, Lewis. So.
Oh my God.
Here's what's happened, Lewis. So, first of all, I'm literally shaking because I'm so embarrassed. I don't think anyone in their normal life tells someone they have a crush on them. But, Lewis, here's the thing. It's been a bit of a running. I don't want to say joke, but it's been a running, funny conversation for me to have to reveal you as my celebrity crush.
This is just like okay. I got to say, like I'm a little lost for words.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
But you know what? I can kind of see this why this has turned out this way.
Now, it makes sense.
I was cruising through your Instagram page, Hot Nights with Abby, today, just to get a little briefing on, you know, what you do and what you're about. Because I met you for the first time in March on set.
The only time.
you know, I didn't even know who you were on that day. I remember you saying, like, dudes don't actually know who you are, even though you're super famous to women. And on that day, like, ever since then, I've either seen you or heard you or had someone talk about you, like, every day. People are obsessed with you. I was watching it, and I just thought, like, as I was watching all your stuff, you and me are really similar.
Oh.
That could be.
Is this a joke? It's not funny, Lewis. It's not funny to do this to me. I also feel like maybe you've got an actor on instead. Okay, so let me tell you. Do you want to know why the crush started? Do you want to know the origin, like the moment that it began?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So I can recreate it. All right, so we were on set, and at first you were a bit distant because you had no idea who I was, and I was like, that's fine.
He did just say that again. Yeah, he said that. Then I said that twice.
This guy's a dick is what I was thinking initially, which for me, not hook, line, and sinker, but just hook.
Pretty close.
So being a dick kind of works. But you weren't being a dick. You just didn't really give a shit who I was. Then we were talking about what we did for work, and we were all sitting in the car. I can see it before me. And you said, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, I've got a podcast. That's my go-to. And then you said, what's it about? And I said, politics and stuff. And then you said, word for word, verbatim, you said, just what the world needs, another reality star with a political podcast.
That's great. That's great game, Lewis. That's good, brother. That's good.
And I kind of, and I was like, okay, well, now I want to prove that I am smart, so now I'm going to try and be interesting. And that's when the crush began. So negging began this crush.
I'm so sorry to go with that treat him mean, keep him keen cliche. But honestly, meeting you on that day, I was genuinely, like, blown away by you. And trust, like, I've worked with journalists for, like, years. They're awful people. I'm done with journalists. They're so smarmy and smug and stuck up and always making it about them. I want fresh content from people that aren't journalists. Like, people do often find me a little disingenuous, and maybe I was being a little snarky in the back seat of that car, but I'm into what you do. I think you're a mad dog, you know? I'm into it.
It's funny because, Lewis, Abby did say to me that once you said that, She was trying to prove herself a bit more through the day with more facts and things.
I was trying to, like, be interesting. I don't know. I was trying to, like, be funny, but then also not really talk to you that much because I was like,
I don't know. I thought you just, like, on the phone doing business.
Probably as well.
All right,
this is a heavyweight, like, media personality. You know, I was stepping into that whole thing. That was the first time I've ever done any influencing work. Was the last time I ever did any as well. But I genuinely think you might be into me because we're the same people. You know, I got my start in reality TV.
Did you actually? Did you joking?
Really? Yeah, back in the day when MTV was, like, the inventor of reality TV, you know, like Pimp My Ride, Date My Mom, The Osbournes, that kind of era. I was doing stuff on MTV back then.
What
and then
do you mean?
Get this. I work in radio.
There we go.
It's a pipeline.
It's a pipeline,
it's
baby.
It's like the Andrew Tate to far right pipeline, reality TV to radio pipeline.
There we go.
Oh, man. No, not like that, dude. No way.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Lewis. What do you, Final thoughts?
You're not uncomfortable?
I do just want to shout out to my partner of 10 years.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Very good, Lewis.
I love her deeply.
Yeah.
I probably won't leave Rocky for a crack.
No, that's fair enough.
Hot night with Abby. But, like, I probably will go tell my friends this.
Totally.
Yeah. And if you've got interesting kind of negging single friends, send them my DMs.
Send them to Abby.
Guys, this is amazing.
Bye, Lewis. All right.
Well done, Lewis. Good on
I'm
you.
I'm sweating a bit much now, so we've got to go.
Even I'm sweating. Even
God,
I'm
how
sweating.
Embarrassing. Bye, Lewis.
Bye, Lewis.
And say hello to your partner for me. I'm really sorry. That's really embarrassing.
We did just want to know as well, 131060, when did you shoot your shot? How did it go? We didn't want to know. 131060, call us now. When did you shoot your shot? Just like that. How was the shout out at the end to the partner of 10 years? You creep.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So we asked you, when did you shoot your shot with a crush? Because I shot mine, and then they gave a shout out to their partner of 10 years.
Yep. I even think to his partner and the dog. Was there a dog shout out there as well? He had a happy family. Dog?
Yeah,
yeah,
happy family.
Happy family with Lewis.
Happy for you guys. Yep. I actually am happy for them.
Okay, good.
It was just a crush.
Okay, great.
Cool.
Hello, Ashley.
Hello. How are we?
Good, good. When did you shoot your shot? How'd it go?
Well, Abby, your answer was much better than mine. I shot my shot on my 16th birthday.
Okay, great.
And the answer was, he's gay.
Okay.
You know what? I actually, that's actually, you know, that's great.
That's good.
Did he come out to you?
No, he'd already come out, but like not to everybody.
Right.
So, and like we were really good friends, and then I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I was like, oh, are we really not that close as friends? Or, and I was like, yeah, this is good. It's my birthday, and it failed.
Yeah, right. Sad, isn't it?
That is sad.
Yeah. See, you know. Me, I'm bi, so anyone and everyone. Hey,
whatever works.
Whatever works.
Whatever works,
if you've got a crush on me, let me know.
I'll go either way.
Rachel, when did you shoot your shot?
So this was a while ago now, but I just started dating this new guy. Like, we've been on 2 or 3 dates, but I've been crushing really, really hard on one of my best friends. And so I told him and I asked if he wanted to give it a go, which he said no. I was like, okay. And all was fine. And then the day before I was going to marry the guy that I had originally just started dating, my best friend had told that he was in love with me and he wanted me to go out with him. I was like, no, sorry.
Wait, because this is so confusing. I'm so sorry. One sec. I need like a diagram. So you asked your best friend out on a date. He said no. Then you started dating someone else and you were about to get married. And then said best friend, original best friend who you asked out, then said, I want to have a go.
Yes, the day before my wedding.
The day before your wedding. Wow. And what did, and you said no thanks and also you're uninvited?
Yep.
No, he didn't end up coming. And everyone's like, where is he? This is so weird that he just didn't turn up to your wedding because you're best friends. And I was like, weird, right?
That
and I've never actually told my husband.
Oh my God. So, so have you spoken to your best friend since?
We talked a few times, but we ended up moving to a different country and stuff, so we don't bump into each other that often.
Right.
But,
simple fix to a complex problem.
Absolutely.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Hi, everyone. Chattergories.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, freestyle a little bit. I thought I'd change it up.
Just jamming.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Chattergories. I love Chattergories.
Yep.
I'm glad we're doing Chattergories now because I have been a little bit anxious and nervous because of the last 2 breaks. But now we're back and we're ready for some fun. Here's what happens. There are 3 Chattergories. The first Chattergory is the Chattergory. It is whatever I like.
No.
And if you don't like that, grow up and don't DM us at Hot Nights with Abby with your special Chattergory. But if you're okay with that, do DM us.
Yeah.
Give us a Chattergory.
Please.
Second Chattergory is, of course, the contestants' Chattergory. It is whatever they like within reason. I have to have some knowledge of it or understand what it is, at least. You can't be like, oh, my mum. I don't know your mum. And then the third Chattergory is a surprise Chattergory from our producers. So we have no idea what it is. And today's contestant is Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm going really well. How are you?
I'm good, but I did hear you say you're a little bit anxious, so I think I've already gotten to you.
Yep.
Oh, yep, Holly. Yep, it was definitely you.
Lewis McCurdy.
Lewis McCurdy.
All right, great. Well, Holly, names as buzzers. I will start with the first category, category number 1, which is Abby's category. That is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield Radio Show.
Have you listened ever before, Holly?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay, great.
Good to know.
Here comes the question.
Also, have a normal cadence.
Nope. Here comes the question. What is the number you dial?
Abby? 131060.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Okay.
I reckon you would have got that too, Holly, because I think you called you called this number, maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
No, okay. She was called.
Oh, of course, because of the DMs. Anyway. It's now your category, Holly. And that is chemistry.
Ugh.
That's like science. Not like you and Lewis.
Well, me trying to.
Oh, sorry, you trying to create the science.
And him repelling the chemistry.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Like water to steel. All right. Here comes the question. On the periodic table, TI stands for what? Abby?
Titanium?
What? Sorry? What? Okay. Holly, hold right there.
You know, I did science in high school. I didn't just come out of the womb without a science education. It's a pretty basic question.
TI.
Also, I'd say I have a near photographic memory.
Really?
Not fully, but near. Have you seen me on I'm a Celeb?
Yes, did.
I memorized a whole board of signs.
Can you write that down, Max? I think we'd like to test that photographic memory.
I'm really good at it.
Sorry, Holly.
Okay. Holly, it's okay. My anxiety actually drove me. My anxiety actually fueled me because I am nothing if not anxious all the time.
Sorry, Holly. If you want to play at Hot Nights with Abby, send us your expert category. And you know, it might be like tonight where, hey, sometimes you might know a little bit about Abby and you think you get over it. Nope. She gets into it. Awesome. All right. Send your category. Your category in at Hot Nights with Abby.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
It's been a thread on Reddit. See, Reddit is just an endless abyss of funny little
clips,
tidbits. Yeah,
gifts, little gifts.
Little funny threads of people from all around the world, essentially anonymously contributing to a conversation just because they happened to come across it. And this is one that I thought we'd find interesting.
Okay, cool.
So, Baker's Delight have expanded.
Love Baker's Delight.
Love Baker's Delight. Love How it. Good is a little icing bun? What's it called? A finger bun?
The finger bun?
Nummies.
What are you doing with the bun, sorry?
How good is a chocky scone?
I like the date scones.
I like a double choc scone.
Double choc scone.
Heated up in the microwave with Cadbury Dairy Milk on top as almost an icing. So it's chocolate on chocolate on chocolate. Babe, big nummies. Next Easter, I'll get one for you, but only on Easter Day because I know your issue with hot cross buns before Easter.
I haven't got an issue. That's
it is. Anyway, moving on swiftly. Baker's Delight wouldn't like that very much. Anyway, they've opened, I don't know when, but they actually have expanded to the US and to Canada with Cobb's Bread is the name of it. Not sure why.
Is it a product?
It's the name. Cobb's
it's a shop
Bread.
Name.
It also isn't very easy to say Cobb's Bread. Anyway, okay. I'm not here to criticize the name of the franchise, but they basically posted saying, we have our roots in Australia and here is the ultimate Aussie burger.
Oh, okay.
And this is what they included.
Yep.
Cobb's Bread herb and garlic hamburger bun.
Okay.
Beef patty, pineapple ring, butter lettuce, sliced pickled beetroot,
yep.
A fried egg, bacon, cheese, tomato, barbecue sauce.
It's a big burger. It's a burger with a lot.
Now,
it's a burger with a lot.
That sounds nummies, but Reddit have got a whole thread about what an Aussie burger really is. All right, so someone said, my understanding is generally, also this is under r/Australia. Yes, there is a Reddit thread just for Australia.
Everything, for everything.
My understanding is generally beef patty, cheese, salad, egg, beetroot,
Okay.
I mean, I think all of the above. I think it's just with the lot because I'm thinking, what do I have at a barbecue?
Yeah, I don't like beetroot. I don't like beetroot in the burger. I've never liked beetroot in the burger. Even the egg gets, if it's not cooked properly, it's real messy.
I think if it's done really well, that is an ideal burger. But the thing is, with so many elements involved, it's pretty stressful to make sure every single one is nummies. I love a charred pineapple.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, nummies. It kind of like caramelizes.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, so people have their opinions. Beef, bacon, cheese, egg, tomato, beetroot, onion, lettuce.
Okay.
On a sesame seed bun. And tomato sauce, barbecue sauce options sometimes. And if you're talking about one with a lot, you forgot the pineapple. Okay. Then someone said, if there's no pineapple, did you really have a beachside holiday? So true. You got to have pineapple. Then someone said the onion needs to be fried, not raw. Correct?
Yes.
And then pineapple optional, but beetroot is mandatory. I agree with that.
See, I don't. That's the reason I don't normally get burgers a lot, because I don't like the beetroot, but I don't think it's right to take it out. I don't feel good saying I want the lot without beetroot.
And also, that proves it is truly an Australian burger, because if it has beetroot in it, like, you always assume if you get a, if you go to a fish and chip shop and you go, can I just get a beef burger? You know it's going to have beetroot on it.
It's getting beetroot
on it. You know.
Pineapple as well, of
course. So what would you say? Would you say that Cobbs have the correct structure?
I think they probably, I would say they do.
I think they do as well. But I think I want to ask the people.
You want to ask the people?
Because I actually think that's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
But maybe people disagree with me.
Maybe they do. I would see the beetroot and the pineapple.
The only other thing is maybe it's a lamb burger.
Oh, we didn't think of the lamb burgers. Maybe some kangaroo mince.
Yeah, but then that's kind of like, ha-ha, Australians, Aussies.
Oh, that's a bit try-hard. It's a bit American, like, Australia. Like, oh, we got to make it. Yeah, that's maybe... Maybe Cobbs have it right. Baker's Delight have it right.
Maybe they do, and they will always be Baker's Delight to me. So give us a call on 13 10 60, and you could get $100 thanks to Reddit.
Yeah, find your people on Reddit. You want to get some cash, you want to add into this discussion, please call 13 10 60. We will put you on the air.
What should we put on the Australian burger?
Absolutely.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Talking Aussie burgers.
Man, I'm an Aussie.
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Baker's Delight, sister company, Cobbs Bread in the US. For some reason, it's called Cobbs Bread. I'm not sure why. That's
called
a conversation for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yes, it is.
Sorry, I'm getting riled up already.
Okay. Interesting.
But they've released an Australian burger, and it's got the following: Cobbs Bread, herb and garlic, hamburger bun, a beef patty, pineapple ring, butter lettuce, sliced pickled beetroot, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, tomato, and barbecue sauce, which I reckon is a pretty good representation of Australia. Usually when they have, like, Aussie meals, like a Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had an onion deep fried and cut open? No.
Never.
Sorry. I actually haven't ever had a Bloomin' Onion. They'll go, y'all will eat Bloomin' Onion. I know why I've got that accent. I'm like, I'm Dolly Parton. Dolly would never say that to us. Anyway, so we asked you, well, what do you reckon is on a real Aussie burger? Because Reddit had a few ideas. A
few ideas there. Hello, Laurie. What do you reckon?
Hey, so I'm going to go with a nice juicy beef patty.
Yep.
Some avocado.
Yeah.
Some bacon.
Yep.
Some cheese slice, like a cheese slice.
Yep.
Beetroot, pineapple, bit of barbecue sauce, chipotle sauce, and then we all need greens in our life, so I'm going to go with a little bit of spinach.
Laurie, I'm sorry, the chipotle sauce is not, it's not involved.
You had me there with the chipotle.
Laurie, this is your order, not an Australian burger, yeah. And I can hear it. I love chipotle. But this is what your
nice little tang, you know.
No, I agree. I would love chipotle on my burger as well, but we're asking what the Australian burger is.
Yes.
And I feel like it's not the classic Australian. It's me. The avocado was a great addition.
Great.
And the bacon. Great additions.
But
we're all different. We're all different.
And I would love some chipotle, but it's simply not a traditional Australiana.
Yes.
Burger.
But Laurie did get $100. Hello, Mick.
There you go.
Mick will know.
Mick's got it sorted.
Mick, what's on it? Take us home, Mick.
All right, so we have burger night every Thursday, right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, Mick.
All right, so look, we keep it simple. Okay, so number one, it's got to be hamburger buns, right? Not square Wonder Bread. Okay?
No.
It's got to be toasted with a shitload of butter.
You got it.
You got to do it.
All right. We use pork and beef mince, like mixed together.
I like that combo.
Bougie Mick.
Yeah. Obviously cheese, but it's got to be tasty cheese.
Yeah.
Melted on the bun.
Yeah.
Can't be just slapped on, it's going to be melted.
We're not heathens, are we, Mick? No.
No.
No, no. Tomato sauce or barbecue or mixed both.
Yep.
Definitely tomato and most definitely onions and most definitely beetroot.
You know what, Mick? I want to come to your house for a burger night. That sounds perfect.
It sounds like you've done this before, Mick.
Mate, we do it every Thursday. And Tuesday's taco nights if you want to come over also.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Rowan, I get sent a lot of stuff.
Heaps, yeah.
And a lot of it is lovely, but you know, it's a jumper, or and it's a nice jumper.
Always
I'll
good.
Wear it a lot, but I'm like, it's a great jumper. I, you know, maybe would have bought that jumper without any encouragement, you know?
Sure.
But I got a gift sent to me that I think is going to change my life.
Wow, that's a big gift.
It's made me feel very fancy, very important, and very metropolitan. Oh. Very Sydney gal on the run.
Oh, a metropolitan gal.
You know, very, oh, city slicker.
Oh, look at you.
So I got set, the other day, I had a little buzz on my front door.
All right.
And I said, hello. They said, delivery. I said, oh, I haven't ordered anything recently. Opened the front door, huge box.
Really?
I was like, yeah. I was like, what could this be? Like, is it someone sending me flowers, like a, you know, adoration gift?
Adoration gift.
Is it? What could it be?
Yeah.
Open it up, and it is a brand new, obviously brand new, not used, Breville coffee machine.
Oh, one of the real nice ones.
I looked it up. I think it's like one of the top of the range ones.
Oh, so it'll be a dual boiler one then. Oh.
And it's got a little milk spout so I can froth my own milk. Yeah. It isn't like, I hate the ones that are just, like, I don't love the ones that do it for you because they never do it right.
Never do it right.
And I obviously used to run a restaurant, so I know how to make coffee on a coffee machine. Fresh grinding of the beans.
Oh, yeah.
Not a pod vibe. Oh. Freshly ground beans. Four different, what's it called? Oh, my God. What's the, when you put the
Porter
thing.
Filters.
Not filters.
Porter filter, the
The things you put the coffee in and then you press the button and it goes through. Anyway, four different sizes of that. There's a water filter. I had to test how hard or soft my water was.
Yeah, you can't, you know what I do with my coffee? I put my water through a Brita and then I pour the Brita water into the kettle.
Well, apparently my water is very soft.
Perfect.
So I don't need to do anything about it. They said, you might even need a filter. But I thought,
totally
better safe than, sorry, with your new Breville coffee machine.
Because the good thing with these dual boilers, probably if it's one of the top ones, is that you can have your shot going and it's coming out into the cup because there's another boiler there. You've got one bit of water using the pulling for the espresso.
Mm-hmm,
you can use the other boiler to steam the milk at the same time. That's what makes them expensive.
Right, I believe that is what is happening. Now, I haven't tried to do that yet because the coffee beans that I did have, I tried it on a Zoom with you the other day and they weren't very nice. I think they were about 2 months past their best by date. So that wasn't very
You have about 4 weeks from roasting.
Yeah, so they would have been really gone. some lovely person sent them to me. I didn't use them. But I felt really fancy because, you know, I think two things. I still haven't gotten the second thing. But the first thing that people fancy is having a coffee machine because only like rich people have coffee machines, don't you think? Like growing up.
Agree.
Like, and the other thing that I'm still yet to ever have is a fridge that has a water spout in it and that makes ice.
Yeah.
We had one growing up, but it wasn't connected to water. So we had the fridge where we had to like fill up the ice ourselves.
Oh, we never had one of them growing up. And I didn't realize you could plumb them in.
Yes. And it just happens,
you
Rowan.
Just get it.
So when I revamp my house, I will be getting one of those for sure. For sure. That is number one. All I want is to have fresh water out of the fridge. But for now, I've at least got step one, and that is my coffee machine. So I wanted to ask you, what have you got that makes you feel fancy?
What is it? Could be anything.
Could be anything. Could be a fridge with water. It could be a singular ice machine. It could be a filter tap.
Could be a zip tap at home.
Zip tap. Can you imagine? I should get that, actually, when I renovate.
Yes. Oh, you should absolutely.
I should.
Because then you get sparkling water. But then would you need the really nice water if you already have one in your fridge?
But I think also you do automatic boiling water. Kettle, obsolete.
Oh, well, see, I have what makes me feel fancy is my kettle. You know how much I pay for this kettle?
Mm-hmm.
$300. It's a $300 kettle.
$300 for the kettle?
Yeah, mate, just the kettle.
Worth it?
Oh, every cent.
Well, great examples. Call us on 131060 and tell us what makes you feel fancy.
Hot Nights with Abby.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So I was gifted a beautiful, amazing Breville coffee machine.
Great stuff.
Just, and I feel so fancy with it. I feel like it's a lifelong goal to have a great coffee machine. And I finally got one. The only thing left for me is a fridge with a water dispenser.
Yeah.
But you know what? It'll happen one day, Rowan.
One day, I reckon you can make it work.
One day. So we asked you, what makes you feel fancy? Georgia, what makes you feel fancy?
When I was growing up, I had a fridge with water dispenser. Wow. It didn't have ice. It was just one of the water ones. I loved it because it was like cold water and I was like, oh, this is cool. But I didn't really realize it was like a thing until I got to high school and we were all talking about it. And my friend was like, no, you're rich. And I was like, no, I'm not. And she goes, you have one of those fridges that like dispenses water.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
I feel like there's a cusp between rich and not rich, and having a fridge and water dispenser takes you over the line.
Well, the thing
is, the best thing.
Oh, thanks for rubbing it in, Georgia.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thanks, Georgia. We haven't had one, okay?
Because the thing with fridges is, you know, you can get a good fridge for like $100 if you really wanted to get just something to keep your food cool. Mm. You just get one of them. But then, or you can get like a $7,000 fridge
with a water dispenser and you can play video games and things.
Oh, Georgia's still there. Oh, sorry, Georgia.
Shazza, what is your thing that makes you feel fancy?
Soda Stream.
Oh, that's really fancy. And also, it's fancy, but it saves you money in the long term, right?
It does, because Mum and I drink wine and soda, and we don't have to buy soda water anymore.
Oh, good. Just water and then Soda Stream it.
As well.
And do you just, when your friends come over, do you try to find an excuse to use a Soda Stream? Do you go, oh, who wants a vodka lime soda, girls? And wait.
Yep.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous, Shazza? I love it. Shazza, I love a soda stream. Dean, what makes you feel fancy?
I've got a double deep fryer.
A double deep fryer?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
You know how you got your single electric fryers?
Yes.
Well, I've got two together. I've got given to me by my sister, and me and my wife love it.
Oh, that sounds like my personal heaven. Next to renovation lift.
We can do deep fry our chicken schnitzels in the deep fryer. Fantastic.
A deep fryer for each person in the house. Isn't that beautiful?
That's hot.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So Demi Lovato, obviously of Camp Rock fame.
Of course.
God, I love that movie. I also have a Camp Rock t-shirt I wear on free dress days anyway.
Oh, we're back in primary school and stuff. Free dress day.
Yeah, I think
primary school. Free dress day, did you take a dollar?
Dollar, yeah. Jeans for jeans. Great, great cause, jeans for jeans.
Yeah, love it.
But Demi Lovato came out as non-binary last year.
Yeah.
And their pronouns were they, them.
Yep.
And then recently, they've added back into their pronouns she, her. So they are still they, them, but also she, her.
Yeah.
And basically, I just want to have a talk about what that means, because I've seen a lot of media coverage today and a few people talking about it in a way that is saying that, you know, oh, well, they only said they were non-binary because they were thought it was trendy or thought it was interesting, and kind of negating the whole idea that gender is fluid.
Yeah.
And also that it doesn't really affect anyone if their pronouns are they, them, or she, her.
Like, doesn't.
Just they've added she, her back in because they said that last year when they came out as non-binary, they said, I don't feel like a man, I just feel like a human. And then now they said that they added it back in because added she, her back in because they felt more in touch with femininity, I think it was. Sorry, I can't find the exact. Oh, yeah. I've been feeling more feminine, so I adopted the she, her again. And that's fine. Great. So now on Demi's Instagram bio, it's they, them, she, her. And I have a friend who we've actually recently taken off our band list.
Only just taken off the band list, by the way.
Who is, their pronouns are they, she. So yeah. I thought we'd get someone on who is non-binary, gender fluid.
Yeah.
To speak about what this means so we can educate the masses. Hello, Kath Ebbs, you're off the band list.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited that I'm allowed back on here. That's honestly the biggest ever.
So for those of you who missed it, like our third show or something, we got Kath on the show and they swore. So we had to dump it and they were on the ban list. But now they're back in action.
Just
and
don't
we can
swear.
Call her for important things.
I know, I'm nervous.
No,
I don't want to screw it
you're
up.
So great. So can you talk us through a bit what it means to have both they and she pronouns for listening who have no idea what any of this means?
I mean, using two sets of pronouns is kind of just like, I mean, like any pronouns, it's another way in which to express your gender identity and how you feel about gender and your own gender and, you know, euphoria. I mean, people use pronouns without even, you know, like you talk to someone that's like, this, who's never thought about this concept of pronouns. without realizing that they use pronouns. Like, you know, if you were assigned female at birth and you have she, her pronouns, and that's never changed, you've never felt any sort of way about your gender identity, you'll kind of just stick with the set that you have. I think, yeah, pronouns are, you know, complicated, simple, bit of both. It all just depends, honestly, how you choose to express your gender, ways in which you choose to express your gender. And pronouns are just a way of affirming how you feel about yourself, really.
Yeah, totally. So Demi said that they wanted to add she, her back into their pronouns because they felt more feminine. But talk us through a bit how, like, feminine identity and representation doesn't really have to account for pronouns.
Yeah, I mean, I did see those comments this morning. And although, you know, for Demi, like, they feel like adding she, her is a way to kind of mark that feeling of freedom now, this newfound freedom for them through the exploration agenda, it's definitely, like, I don't want people to get it twisted that because you're non-binary or because you choose to use they, them pronouns, that means that you're not allowed to express femininity, especially for AFAB people, AFAB meaning assigned female at birth, because that's not the case. Like, there's no one way to look non-binary. There's no one way to be gender fluid. It's more of a feeling. It's a way that you feel about yourself, and it's a way that you choose to move through the world. So although for Demi, maybe adding an extra set of pronouns, she, her, is how they have chosen to kind of, you know, affirm this newfound love for femininity again in their life. But they could also do that without adding. It's just like a personal choice. So I don't want, like, there's no one way to be non-binary, and there's no, if someone, you know, presents feminine, no matter what their assigned gender was, is at birth, that has nothing to do with the set of pronouns or the way that they choose to identify.
So true. Love it. Love telling mainstream audiences about the term AFAB.
I'd never heard of it. You know, like, I'd never heard AFAB. And, like, I follow Kath, and I really didn't know anything about non-binary, gender neutral, nothing before I really started with you, Abby.
Mm.
But then, you know, I follow Kath. And then one thing that stood out to me, Kath, you wrote the other day. So I think someone asked you a question and you just wrote, it was like a long question, but you just wrote, gender is fluid. And that was it. It was
yeah.
just like, it's fluid. And, like, now it's like even that statement gives me a good understanding of it's fluid. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big freedom in realizing that with gender and sexuality. For me, I go, everything's fluid. Everything is allowed to, you know, everything kind of matters and everything doesn't matter is the way that I kind of view it.
So true. If you want to learn more about that, you can follow Kath Ebbs on Instagram.
And hey, Kath, well done.
Go on.
Well done for not swearing too.
Love you.
Good on you. Don't swear now, you. Though. Don't swear now.
Don't swear. Don't do it now because I've already started Beyonce.
I don't say. I know. Don't say it.
Don't do it.
I'm trying hard.
Good
Love
on you, darling. Love you, darling. Bye.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So good. But right. You know, speaking of bangers,
here's another one.
We sing.
So long, farewell, la vida, and adieu,
hey, hey.
Adieu, adieu, to you and Joe and Joe.
Well, look, I reckon pretty fun show, Abs.
Babe, it started off great, the middle was great, and it finished great.
That's what we want.
That's a great show.
And let's keep it rolling. Rowan. Rolling.
Let's get rid of Rowan and bring in Jimmy and Nate.
Yay!
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-